Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So the burning cougars aren't making headlines anymore, but my social media definitely is full of stories of burning Audis now.
Okay, well, first of all, the cougar issue is about to explode into the headlines again. The National Consumer Commission is almost ready to release its long-awaited investigative report into whether Ford South Africa and its sister companies were guilty of prohibited conduct with respect to the scores of those cougars which caused fire. Okay, but before we get on to that other burning issue, a quick word about the new video being around. I don't know if you've got it, but I've had it several times this week. People forwarding it to me, someone stealing someone's bank card details by hovering some kind of scanning device over his back pocket. To all those people who forwarded me the email, the video in the past few days, asking, is this true? We covered this issue of the so-called dangers of RFID, radio frequency ID card, just last week. The whole tap and go thing. It's a non-existent danger, and go and look at last week's Consumer Watch blog to find out why.
Complete unwarranted boogeyman.
Yes. Okay. So getting back to Audi. Audi South Africa says the whole Audis are a fire hazard narrative that's currently playing out on social media at the moment is not justified. They say it's incorrect to assume that the fire cases on social media are related to each other. All legitimate fire cases which we are aware of are unique, separate, and isolated. That's opposed to the Cougar fires, of course, which were very specific. There were failures in a specific model. Remember that 1.6 petrol? It was a coolant system issue, and that was causing them to overheat and catch fire. Okay, so Audi says each Audi case has been managed separately with its own investigations, findings, and conclusions. In all examples, they say we followed an extensive fire safety process. Okay. So, but the fact is that these cars are catching fire, even if they are for unrelated reasons, and that makes people jittery because we've just come out of the Cougar catastrophe, right? So the most recent Audi fire was very close to home, Darren. It was just down the road from ECR last Thursday on the M41. The fire and the traffic chaos that it caused was actually a lead item in one of ECR's news bulletins that afternoon. And it prompted Mo at Ms. Leisha to tweet, Audi South Africa, is there any statement on the growing number of Audi cars bursting into fire every other day? So that's now becoming a perception right there, and perception of this now being an issue. And talk about unfortunate timing. Last week, Audi South Africa notified affected owners of certain models of a worldwide so-called preventative campaign to replace the heater element in certain models in order to prevent, in rare cases, fire. But Audi says it's incorrect to assume that the Audi fire cases featuring on social media are related to this worldwide preventative campaign to replace the heater element. This campaign, says Audi SA's PR manager, Tashta Bana, is a safety measure to proactively replace the parts which may become blocked with deposits from the cooling system on certain vehicles. And the affected models are A4, A5, A6, and Q5, with the 2-litre TFSI engine produced between 2012 and 2017, incidentally. And there are about 600 of them in South Africa, right?
Okay, yeah.
And apparently, only in very rare cases could it lead to smouldering and even cause a fire. So that's who we are.
So have any Audis in South Africa caught fire because of the heater element issue?
Good question. Burning question, and I'll answer it just now. And talk about other car brands making headlines because of fires.
All right, more with Wendy Nolan in 4 minutes.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Okay, we're kind of covering two things here. Just to be clear, that that video that's doing its rounds about how to protect your tap credit card mechanisms, that's a scam. Nothing to be taken seriously. It's a completely contrived boogeyman, and all those details are on the Consumer Watch page on our website. You can go check them out now and share them with absolutely everyone who uses their debit card or their credit card. But right now, continuing with Wendy Nolan about that international preventative campaign to replace the heater element in certain Audi models to prevent fire. Have any Audis in this country caught fire because of the heater element issue, Wendy?
Okay, so Audi SA says not, so that's the good news. The Audi fires that we've read about were caused by a range of other issues, they say, and this they're not calling it a recall, but that's essentially what it is. This preventative measure is just that, and there should be no public concern, says Audi. But now the Audi's burning story is being stoked on social media by in particular, a Cape Townian guy by the name of Themba Mabaso. He's been at war with Audi SA since Easter, when his three-year-old Audi TT burnt out completely during a long road trip from Cape Town to Limpopo. Mm-hmm. But he's not alone. Prominent KwaZulu-Natal Midland chef Alex Poltera also took to social media armed with photos and a video after his Audi Q3 caught fire in June. Mm. "Here's my Audi Q3," he tweeted. "The report from Audi was inconclusive, and they've subsequently washed their hands of me. Just a friendly warning to be aware and careful. This is becoming a frequent trait of what used to be a good brand." Hmm. The thing is, car fires are not all that rare, sadly. If you're doing these long trips, you see the scars of fires on roadsides quite frequently. Hmm. And every car brand is the subject of recalls, quite a lot of them, in fact. But perception is really powerful, and Audi would do well to bear that in mind when communicating with Audi owners who experience car fires and the public at large, about how aggrieved it feels about, the fact that, conclusions are being drawn about Audi's being a fire risk, But anyway, for perspective, try Googling just about any car brand and the word fire, and you'll be convinced that those cars are a serious fire risk as well. So I did the exercise last night, just this month. On Twitter, this is what came up. Toyota is recalling Lexus models bought between 2007 and 2011. Fuel diaphragm cracks may cause a fuel leak, increasing the risk of fire. Mm. In the US, there's been more than 400 reports of Kia fires, and there's an outcry because a recall has yet to be issued. That's a huge story in the US at the moment. Mm. This month, someone in Jamaica posted a video on Twitter of a BMW X6 on fire. Someone else posted pics of one on fire on the Marais off-ramp. A woman in Baltimore tweeted that her car was destroyed after a parked BMW X5 caught fire in a garage. Mm. A fire station tweeted pics of a post-fire BMW and asked, "Anyone know of a recall with BMW 3 or 4 series?" And Retail News Asia posted a story yesterday, "BMW under pressure as cars keep catching fire, #BMW Korea.
Oh, so not an oddity.
It's not an oddity. It shouldn't happen, of course, because having your car burst into flames is a horrifying traumatic experience, especially when children are involved. Mm-hmm. And there's a natural expectation that the manufacturer must take responsibility for the fire and all the financial loss that you've suffered. Mm. And when that doesn't happen, we agree to turn to social media. It's the age that we live in. But bottom line, for now, the Audi fires aren't a repeat of the Cougar scenario, but definitely worth keeping an eye on.
Well, thank you for clearing that
up. That's my story.
Thanks, Wendy.
Welcome. Thanks, Aaron.
And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, and in actual fact, use her Facebook. The email option is there if you want to comment, if you want to engage, if you want to send emails. Everything goes through Wendy Nola's Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer on her Facebook. All right, that's it from us.